Previously on Podcrapular.
We're begrudgingly recording a podcast.
Oh my God, it's like everything else I have to do in my world, and now I've got to not only find time to record this stupid thing, but like produce it. Yay, we can call him up and say, Josh, you're hired. He's like, dude, I didn't want this job.
I wanted this job in August when I recorded this.
He wrote a post about his baby daughter, but the title of the post he made, I think I just peed a little. There's only the one bathroom and there's two of us in this house.
I like it. He's got some little guitar riff going on in the background, and the problem is he makes it sound like we interview porn stars, and we don't. We would if any of them would return our calls.
That particular opening was so obsessed with my saying, I think I might have peed a little, and he like repeated it in a loop or something.
Here in Vegas, where I think I'm retired almost permanently.
Can you read this one of your text messages?
Okay, unknown number, I do not know who this is. Blowjob bid, $250 for 1 hour. I'm like, who are you?
I really need it. I'm about a dollar away from being completely homeless in every possible way.
Anything Anthony Bourdain did not enjoy, I will not do.
I think I'm now in the status that old circus performers usually say, which is, I'm retired, you know, in between bookings.
The whole room tilts.
Every guy is really hoping that they decide to go ahead and burn their bras right there.
You're not going to have dead air while you look for it.
That's right. Her ex-boyfriend who ran off with some Guatemalan dude, and how she, you know, owns 4 houses.
The sexiest one without boobs.
They came to find me at work, and she'd been drinking since 9 o'clock that morning, and it was at least 8:30 Vegas time when I saw her.
Well, No more cigarettes for her ever, or she'll blow up.
They're all very nice. I don't recall the last time I met somebody who was so full of energy and excitement, who had all those things and wasn't, like, working for a circus.
We got one big explosion, and that was it.
But if she's not getting enough water, I see no reason why she can't just sit in a bathtub and then find a way of making her own oxygen. And did they ever find your teacher's fingers? You suck.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It is what it is.
That's all right. As soon as I hang up with you, I can still imagine it happening.
Fucked my husband, Mr. Ryan. Woo! I fucked Holmesy, blew up numerous guys, and then got spanked off.
She's like, you know, there's a rumor going around you're actually married. I'm like, I am? I talk about it all the time.
Spory clean.
Gets that tattooed somewhere visible for the guy. I'm married, that's your last blowjob, bye-bye.
Please, I don't even taste for less than $350.
That's why they don't return our calls.
It doesn't get better than this.
You know what
And I'm like, wait, what? Nobody bought you brownies?
You can entertain yourself for hours, and she still felt the need to give a shout-out.
Propers to her, no pun intended.
Absolutely. That's all I got to say about that. It's just, I'm not 100% certain that that's going to end up paying the bills.
In other words, a man who was the leader of the free world for 8 years, he was a horny bastard.
Not that Getting My Think On isn't the funniest book I've had read to me in years.
All right, we're done with you now. And I would like to start that feature right now with OJ and Cato. You know, not for nothing, but I think that it's only fair that he should do all the work and they shouldn't have to.
That's what I expect from my show, Podcrapular, also known as Lap Rap Cud Or. Actually, this should be the name of us. You get Clap La Proud.
Hey, Andy.
Golf Widow? Is that you?
It is. Good morning, honey.
I know. It's morning here. It's afternoon where you are. Good afternoon, Golf Widow. More importantly, it's a week after we spoke last time, and all...
And it's a weekday, so, you know, I got up this morning, and I looked at the dreary old sky, and looked at my beautiful... warm bed, and you know, said, okay, let me get up here. I got up, brushed my teeth, took a shower, got back into my pajamas, and here I am.
Well, it's all good. It's all good. I haven't decided if it's going to be a nice day or not. It looks a little overcast here. But it's been lovely weather here in the desert anyway. You know, for the last several weeks, we haven't had to have air conditioning on. It's actually been unseasonably cool for this time of year, so they tell me. And
now, how's your lawn? I remember that we had talked about the fact that your lawn was drying up like a desert itself.
Well, I don't have a lawn. No. I've got rocks in my front yard, but the plants themselves are kind of dying. Well, yes and no. I found out the sprinkler has, in fact, been working. It's just not a very effective sprinkler. the plant that I watered myself, I burned that out. That's completely burned to a crisp. I apologize. I suck. I just found out the other day, though, that a couple of the rose bushes in the back that really desperately need infinitely more water than they've been getting still managed to produce a couple of flowers. So now I feel duty-bound to try and prune them appropriately and give them a little more water and see if I can bring them back. But I know I have some dead plants in the back as well. But the trees are alive and not falling down, so that's good.
That's very good.
Much better than I expected, honestly. Although, it's strange. Last night I had the last two nights since I've been home from my little road trip, two nights ago I had nothing but dreams about finding tons and tons and tons of spider webs with black widows and brown recluses.
Ew!
Last night I had nonstop dreams about leaving water on somewhere and flooding out the yard and flooding out the entire street, and it was all our fault. And I kept thinking, oh crap, I'm going to have to pay for that water bill.
Oh, yeah. Stressed much?
I think I have other things on my mind, but...
I've been having the cigarette dream. You thankfully will never know the joys of the cigarette dream.
I don't know. I haven't been smoking anywhere near as many cigars as I used to.
Yeah, but I don't think you smoke them because you enjoy them. You never smoked them because you were addicted to them.
Well, that's true. People don't realize that smoking cigars is infinitely different because at least most intelligent people, first off, don't inhale the cigars like you do cigarettes. And they also don't realize that there's actually, in the ways that they cure the tobacco for cigars, there's actually considerably less nicotine and a whole lot less of the other chemicals they throw in, like to cigarettes. Somebody once told me, some doctor did some study, and he was telling me that there's less nicotine in like one average size cigar than there is in like two or three cigarettes or something. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember going, well, I know they're not addictive because I every addict says I can quit whenever I want. The only difference is cigar smokers really can.
I knew right from the get-go that I could not quit whenever I wanted because I had like quit several times to no avail. But this time is like the worst one because it's the time since I started smoking that I have been quit the longest.
Well,
but I still have the dream where I have one and I wake up still feeling guilty.
Well, you first off, get past the guilt. You're a grown woman. You can do things because you want to. Secondly, be proud of the fact you've made it this long. And thirdly, it's really all just some Freudian thing anyway. You're probably thinking about sucking dick. So there you go. Feel guilty that you want to suck so much dick. You're a Jewish woman, for God's sake. We all know they stop that.
That's an organized religion. I like disorganized religion.
Oh, I gotcha. Excellent. Well, so for people who don't realize, it is... you've stumbled onto Podcrapular, probably by accident, at golfwidow.podomatic.com or available on iTunes, and you probably really don't realize that you're actually listening to two different time zones all at once.
Yes, which is going to explain why Andy is just waking up.
Yeah, I still have kind of that morning, that deeper morning voice. It's like, I just woke up. How are you, Golf Widow?
I've been wide awake for a while.
Yeah, it's like noon where you are, and it's 9 a.m. here.
And our producer, the listener, is probably sitting there going, yeah, you're at a 10. I need you about a 7.
I don't know what he's doing. Hey, did you like his opening from last week? I think, you know, after we talked about the opening he sent us months ago, he went ahead and did another opening. And I like that one even better, because not only did we get to hear the mighty, mighty Golf Widow say, "Oh my God, I think I just peed a little," I think like 48 times, we also heard you say "butt slut" over and over and over again, which I think at this point now Josh is just living out his fantasies. I think that's what
you
he's
know,
doing.
and all the geeky things that I say, and nobody, and I'm like so proud of those things, and nobody picks up on them. Those two things are the things that he has latched onto.
The "oh my God, I just peed a little" and "butt slut"?
Yeah.
You mean you say "butt slut" often in your world, and most people just don't even notice it?
Because
I would notice it.
No, I'm thinking that all that the geeky things that I think ought to be sound bites get totally overlooked.
Are you saying that when I was making the intros, that I was overlooking the geeky things that you said?
No, I think that you were using some of the ones that I thought were really awesome, but the listener and our listeners, I guess, by extension of him, really only care if I say something like, "I think I just peed a little," or "butt slut."
Well, I do find it interesting that after such a long hiatus, we actually had three listeners comment on our podcast site, golfwidow.podomatic.com, and we even had some responses through our MySpace page, myspace.com/podcrapular. So apparently, you know, that's like at least 5, 6, or 7, maybe even as many as 8 people who missed us enough to actually listen when we came back out of hiding. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because we were getting to be like the Brigadoon of podcasts, you know, every 100 years.
Every 100 years we come back and then Gene Kelly does a dance and gets all mopey.
That's right. And we're all, we stay the same age. It's just you're all old,
yeah,
or dead. So are you enjoying anything for, let's see, it's lunchtime where you're at. So are you enjoying any sort of lunch? Because it's breakfast time where I'm at, but I normally am asleep. So
I am just about halfway through my first beer of the day.
Oh, man. And this being Las Vegas, I should be having my first beer of the day. But actually, I'm contemplating having bacon. Which, oddly enough, this kind of reunites two things we've talked about in the past, with beer and bacon.
Smoked meat especially, always funny.
Always funny. Smoked meat is always good. No, remember, you know, I think I told you a while back, several podcasts ago, about the Hash House A-Go-Go restaurant, home of the Twisted Farm Food,
yes.
HashHouseAGoGo.com. Well, they have... I may or may not have mentioned this last time, but they have on their breakfast menu something called the O'Hare of the Dog, and you can only get it at breakfast time, and it's a 24-ounce can of Bud or Bud Light and a side order of bacon. Which really, you know, these are people that truly appreciate and understand their clientele more than anybody, I think.
That is about the best hangover breakfast I've heard of in ages, except for the one that I know for sure works.
Which is not to drink at all?
Well, no. Please. I've had one bad hangover in my life. My best friend has had several. We've always managed to cure them with breakfast over at a diner, particularly any diner that serves bagels with lox, lettuce, and tomato, and a glass of tomato juice. Tomato juice seems to be what does it for me.
I've always, my sister, of all people, actually got me turned on. Ew, I stopped there. Anyway, got me turned on to the idea of, what do you call it? Cranberry juice is actually a killer hangover cure. I didn't believe her, but I had she saw me during the two times I was so, well, the one time where I was so drunk I almost died, or actually did die a couple times during the night, and I was horrible for the next day, and it didn't completely wipe out this hangover, because I had like Keith Richards quantities of alcohol that day, and really, you know, just a blood transfusion is what I really needed, but, in the years since, I have used cranberry juice as a, it's great. It gets rid of the queasies. you get from a hangover. It helps get rid of the headache, and it doesn't. It makes it easier to pee.
Oh, it's a multitasker, and it's loaded with antioxidants.
That's right. So you're having lunch. I'm contemplating breakfast. And the worst part about this is how much I love you and our listeners. I actually have to go to work pretty much as soon as I hit the stop button on the old Audacity recording equipment here. I have to go to work.
Oh, I would feel a lot sorrier for you, and I actually do feel quite sorry for you, like really wickedly sorry for you, except that I had for a 4-day week, I had like the longest week.
Aww, I'm sorry. Well, that's okay.
That's all right. I knew I was going to take this particular day off. Our plan was originally that my husband and I were going to drive to Cooperstown first thing tomorrow morning, so he could mail his baseball cards out to his friends from the Cooperstown post office.
Sure. I bet everybody loves getting their new baseball cards, or probably old baseball cards, with a postmark from Cooperstown. Postmark. Nice touch.
Yes, and then you go across the street from the post office, and there, of course, is the Hall of Fame, which is awesome in and of itself. But sure. I wanted to go to the Elmagon Brewery, which is one of those places that I love to go every year, and get some more mustard and get some hops cheese.
I still need to get mustard from them because you sent me some, and then I promptly gifted it to the Mustard Museum folks.
That was my plan, was to get you another jar of that at least, and to see if they had any other ones, because you can't buy, they don't make the mustard. A local artisan makes it and sells it through them, and you can't... I don't remember if you can buy that one online or not.
Well, I just have, I've had a few other things going on in my life of late, so I can't quite get to the, ordering mustard has been like kind of low on the list.
Yeah, it's exactly, and then like once a year they do this thing called Waffles and Puppets, which is like they have a puppet theater for the kids and Belgian waffles and a bunch of folk bands, which is one of the, Irish bands with, violins and guitars and stuff. A lot of jiggy music, but not, getting jiggy with it, jiggy.
That's, it's funny, waffles and, what is it, waffles and puppets?
Puppets.
It sounds either like a title of a Rob Zombie movie or of the name of a slot machine.
Exactly.
There's a slot machine out here called Chainsaws and Toasters, which I thought was going to be the next huge big sensation in slot machines, but apparently only April and I find it amusing.
Scott Adams from Dilbert was just talking about this in his blog, and I'll have to look up the link and put that on our page when we post this podcast later.
Because Lord knows Scott Adams doesn't get enough publicity or readers.
Right.
He needs the help. That poor lad, maybe someday he'll, catch on. You know what we should do? A different Adam who's a cartoonist. I actually just got an email from him just moments ago. You were featured prominently in a comic strip of recent, just the other day. Were you not?
Yes.
Miss Golf Widow?
Yes, I certainly was.
Start bragging about yourself there. Start bragging. Come on. I want to hear it.
I forgot what I was going to say about Scott Adams now.
Oh, we were talking about chainsaws and toasters. We were talking about...
Oh, yeah. He was just saying on his blog about how two words that don't go together would always make a good rock band. Waffles and Puppets would be a good name for a rock band.
Interesting. I'll have to, I've always thought of different names for rock bands, but it never dawned on me of just co-joining, bands that make no, the names don't make any sense. Like I always just thought, there's a Tool, and I know Tool is a band, but there's an actual Tool you can buy. They use it in the auto trade to remove dents. It's called a slide hammer, and I always thought slide hammer was, if it's not a song that Ted Nugent wrote, it should be a band Ted Nugent is in. It just sounds so good. Slide hammer, that should be the name of the band.
Just think about plumbing. What's that thing in the toilet called?
plunger?
Ball cock.
You know what? Next week's intro is going to have you saying ball cock over and over again.
Yes, I know.
So, what was that? Did you? I missed it. What did you say? Did you say ball cock? I didn't quite hear that.
I said ball cock.
I think I know why Josh likes it. Now I get it. Yeah, you're right. Not only is it amusing, it's kind of a turn on. I get kind of warm in the ball cock region. I hear you say these things.
All right. My goodness, doesn't it look like rain?
I don't know. Not here. It's the desert. Ha ha.
Anyway, Flowfield Unity.
Flowfield Unity, the single greatest comic of all time.
Oh my gosh. Flowfield Unity, all one word, .transplantcomics, all one word, .com. This guy is, he's just great at putting a pun into pictures. And that's what he does. And the other day, he did a comic about my book.
Yes, he did. And I read that on your blog, and I went immediately over to check out the comic. And it is awesome. We can describe it here. Because I don't think describing it will ruin the funny. Because I think the pictures actually make it even funnier. But I think it's genius. Because it's 3 panels is this comic. In 3 short panels, not only does he eloquently review your book with practically no words at all. I think it's the perfect review of your book. If there were any way, like let's say you had gotten this before the book went out. You know how they will send books out to people to get quotes to put on the dust jacket before it goes out? I think this would have been the only actual review you needed, because it just is it's fantastic.
I feel a little bit...
Go ahead. You describe it. You're the proud one. You describe it.
Okay. Well, what it is that the first panel is kind of like a marquee, and it's starts off with a comic heading as Blood Sports Go. Underground book fighting is rather brutal. And the marquee says, tonight only, Sandra Harris getting my think on versus Bob Sly thinking for dummies.
And I believe that is an actual book, right? Thinking for Dummies?
I am pretty sure that is a real book, and I'm feeling a little sorry for Bob Sly right about now.
Ah, well, you know. Fuck him. He should have written a better book.
But with a name like that, now I'm starting to wonder. As soon as I said it out loud, I was like, you know what? That could be fake.
It could be. Either way. What happens?
Two books enter, and there's my book with little arms and legs on the left side of the ring. And
it even has the little, what do you call it, the blender on the cover.
Yep, it's got my cover on it that I designed. It's a very cute cover. It's spraying confetti in the blender, by the way.
Of course it is.
People are going, what the hell is that shit she's got in the blender there? And then on the other side of the ring is Thinking for Dummies.
Which doesn't even look like a good book. I could just tell it's not good. But they both kind of look evenly matched, you know, in the panel.
And the last panel is where the pun comes in, because... at this point now, getting my think on is standing there with arms up in the Muhammad Ali champ position, and Thinking for Dummies is all shredded up on the side with a couple of pages and or leaves floating above it. And it's so the two books have entered, and in the third panel, one book leaves.
Which is awesome, because not only is the book the Thinking for Dummies is on the ground, it's destroyed, it's killed. I mean, it's
I ripped out its spine.
Oh my, you literally did.
It's literally.
Literally. Look at all the, oh my God. I hope so. You know, and it's funny. You know, I made a comment in his blog about how, you know, all that's missing is a link to buy the book. And of course, I knew there was a link to buy the book in his, you know, them's fighting words post. But I, you know, in Andyland, I of course would have made the entire comic panel a link. I would have had every possible way to get a link in there. But I just kind of jokingly said, all that's missing is a link for people to buy the book. And then, of course, you and Adam both just you know, piled on me. It was just a big old monkey pile. Hey, Andy, there's a link already. And then, hey, for those of you that missed it and don't have the energy to scroll back to the top of the post, he put another link in. And I, of course, am like, this was my plan all along. This is genius, because now people who didn't find the link are going to look for the link even harder. And people are going to go, I should really buy that book. And then there's another link even later down in your page. Come on, damn it. I'm doing big pimping for you. That's what I was doing. I was like, come on, we need everyone. The more links there are, the more likely somebody might buy this book.
And that's what I, you know.
Come on, man. I'm a genius.
You are a genius. And I don't give you enough credit for your geniosity.
That's okay. That's what Adam left a comment, and the email came to me. Basically, he's saying, there's a rule here at Flowfield Unity. If you do something cool, whether by accident or intentionally, you still get full credit for it. But he even says he's going to listen to our podcast. So I emailed him back letting him know we're recording one as we speak and talking about him right now.
If you go to the flowfieldunity.transplantcomics.com page, by the way, people, on the side of it, there's a link for videos and animations. Do yourself a favor and click that link. He's only got, I think, two on his playlist right now. The Corporate Machine. And that's pretty awesome in and of itself. The other one is his most recent one. It's for a song called My Black Dog. And it is just... I can't even describe it. It's the band is called The Adventures of Lokai, and it's an instrumental. It's kind of hard rock and good guitars. It's really awesome. But the video itself is like this kind of cross between like Red Riding Hood and a couple of other folk tales from Russia, all done with shadow animation. It's so good.
Oh, very cool. Well, after finding this site through your blog, golfwidow.net, I definitely am going to have to go back and read more of his stuff and check out his things.
You got to check out the video. The video, the My Black Dog video especially.
Oh, I will definitely check that out. Most excellent. I will check that out. Hey, I never found out. Did you go check out the video I posted on YouTube of the post Andy Martello disaster?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Moments? You know, a friend of mine at work, our regional central office is in Lyle, and so they knew about the microburst, but they didn't know it. She like lived like one town away from Carroll Springs. And she was like,
Carroll Stream, please, come on, Carroll Stream. There's Western Springs, Illinois, and Carroll Stream, Illinois. There is no Carroll Springs, and there's no Western Stream. Honestly, I don't care.
Oh my God, anal retentive much?
You know, it's my it was my hometown up until God smash.
Anyway, I apologize. I knew your address. I sent you things.
That's right. Of course, as long as you got the address right. So anyway, your friend, did she end up getting to watch this silly nonsense?
Oh, my God. She calls me up, and she's like, every time he said tornado and then put in, like, the subtitle that said microburst, I was just dying. And I was like, did you pee yourself a little?
Ball cock. Yeah, it's funny. I've had actually surprisingly good responses to that video. I was actually, I'm sure somewhere down the road somebody will find it who was actually in that, and probably somebody on the third floor who really did get, you know, fucked over by that storm. It's probably going to email me and say, that's the most horrible thing you've ever done, blah, blah, blah. I think, you know, as is usually the case, I think it serves not only as a nice, the comedic aspects of this serves as a nice buffer to the actual tragedy that was going on. I think, like most of the things I do, I'm the one who ultimately ends up looking bad the most, because I'm poking fun of the fact that I was an idiot you know, not even aware of the fact that I was in a tornado, I'm sorry, microburst, and grabbed the video camera. I was the asshole who in the middle of the worst time ever decided, you know, the best thing I could do is grab a video camera. So I never heard if you'd gotten to see that or not. I'd gotten quite a few emails from folks and some nice comments and things like that, but I did, you know, your approval is all that really matters to me.
I'm so sure.
It is. Well, people can find that at YouTube. Just type in Andy Martello Comedy into YouTube. We'll put up a link as well, and you can see it. It'll be the easy one called Carol Stream Microburst, if you can't figure that out.
Carol Springs Microburst. I'm kidding.
Oh, you butt slut. That's terrible. Oh, man alive. So this is, wow, that's exciting. Congratulations on getting put in that comic. I didn't mean to digress.
Congratulations, I think that was way cool. I should not be so...
I hope people go and read some of Adam's stuff, watch his videos, all that. If the Flowfield Unity, very cool.
I am so squee about that. It's like, you know, I still am not famous enough to be on Sesame Street, but I am in a comic.
Hey, you know, that's all that matters. It's kind of like... I remember when my collector's cards were coming out. You know, I always referenced your good man Charlie Brown. You know, did he ever get to be king? Did he ever get his picture on a baseball card? Well, hey, yeah, I got my picture on a baseball card. I had to pay for it, but I got it. You got yours just because somebody read your book and went, dude, this is way better than that other thinking book.
Assuming there was another thinking book and he didn't just make that
up.
Well,
he may have, but who cares? You know, people are probably going to... The one thing I hope doesn't happen, I hope people don't go looking for Thinking for Dummies more than they go looking for Getting Your Think On, because I don't want people to have to compare the two and then start some sort of big debate over which book is actually smarterer or most smartest, as in the... have you seen that VH1 show, America's Next Most Smartest Model? It's the best title for a show ever, because they not only we watched the first episode. It's not only trying to find like a fantastic model, but they also have to answer questions and be smart and it, like they'll make them walk.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of that T-shirt they used to have that said, "The Ultimate Woman: Smart, Sexy, Sane." Pick any two.
That's right. Absolutely. I know which two they would pick. They'd pick smart twice. Okay, that's enough. But yeah, I hope people still go to buy your book, because that's an excellent plug for your book. That was awesome.
That was awesome. And,
so let's see. What other fun stuff is going on here? I was out of town. I was closer to you. Physically closer to you the last few days of my life than I have been in years. I was in my plane landed in Washington D.C. and then I had to take a rental car and drive all the way to White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
I was there. That's about like a 5-hour drive from my house. So
and you didn't come to visit. Well, you little bitch.
Yes, I know.
But I was in your time zone, for God's sake. And I don't actually have your real phone number. I just have whatever Google Talk dials, so I couldn't call you up.
Well, gee, it would have been so fun. Yeah, I'll be there in 5 hours, dude.
Cool. But I was at the historic Greenbrier Resort. Have you heard of this? Well, if you were in White Sulphur Springs, you had to have heard of the Greenbrier.
I have been past it. I have never been in it.
Man alive, I was underdressed standing at the gate before I even got to the parking lot. I was like, oh wow! I actually hoped this was not where the client was putting me up for the night, because that much luxury for a guy with a ponytail and Converse high tops. No, ain't gonna work. I mean, the plants would die as soon as I walked into the place. It was one of those sort of things. I mean, I would have been the bourgeois equivalent of like, if you know what's the phrase?
Please pass the jelly.
Yeah, oh, horrible! Like you know how Lemmy always said, you know, if Motorhead moved into the house next door, your lawn would die. That's essentially. That's essentially what I would have been to this place. If my presence at the Greenbrier almost made the building fall down. It was like, no, we need people with money and class, and you have neither. Please go away, Mr. Martello. But lovely place, though. I mean, it's been around for like sometime since the 1800s. This big, epic, monstrous mansion resort thing. They've got these world-famous bunkers that I guess, you'll just have to go to the website. It was just amazing.
All right, let me make a note here. Everybody go to the website. I don't guess you have to spend any money there. They don't need our poor people money.
Actually, you know what? They were extremely friendly. I think I was the only one that was getting weirded out about the luxury. I mean, it was one of the crummers had crummers, it was one of those things. Like everybody knew your name before you even showed up, and it was like the most polite I'd ever seen any people on earth being, and it was just one of those. I had a feeling if I actually got to see the rooms, I would have freaked out. Go to Greenbrier, Greenbrier. .com and check this out. I mean, it was designed by, it gives you all the info about who designed it and the historic war bunkers and the ginormous golf course and all these things. And it's like, I didn't find any, but I was fairly certain if I went into the gift shop, I was going to find out that years ago they commissioned Picasso to monogram towels in every combination of initials possible, and then you can buy them today, whatever's left, and then pay to have them monogrammed. It was like that kind of very, very posh kind of place, and just beautiful setup in the mountains, surrounded by beautiful trees. There were deer in the damn yard as I was, running from the security guards. It was fantastic.
And the deer were going, I can't believe he wore Converse.
Of course I did. Are you kidding? But I was there for that gig, for the Gladys Knight Show gig. Yes. That was actually pretty cool.
All right, now I really have to ask you now, did you bring on the Pippitude, or was she the Lone Knight?
Was she the Lone Knight? I'm glad you didn't say the Dark Knight, because that would have just had weird racial overtones. The Lone Knight.
No, I wasn't going to go there. I let you do it.
Well, you know what? Everybody has asked me, Pip questions. And I thought for a while, oh, no. She was completely Pipless that night. There were no Pips. There was no Pipitude going on. But then I found out, sure enough, there was a Pip. One of the original Pips is her brother. I don't remember what his real name is, but everyone just calls him Bubba, which is funny because he doesn't look like a Bubba Knight. Who does look like a Bubba Knight?
It was a dark and Bubba Knight. Oh, no, I didn't go there.
So he travels with her as well, and she brought like this 20-piece orchestra, this just kicking band, and great, great backup singers,
and the bitch can wail. No getting over that voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. So many people immediately after asking if I had any Pip exchange, can she still sing? I'm like, what do you mean? Can she still sing? Hell yeah, she was. That was like the classiest show. And one of the just best voices and just so much fun. And I did not get to watch the entire thing, but I did check in as much as I could. And I was like, I was honored to be there. But I did not get to meet Gladys Knight. I was, however, within spitting distance. I mean, the only reason I didn't meet her is because she was busy meeting the end clients, and they're the ones who spent the, $30,000 or whatever it is to bring her over there. But I was pretty much right next to her, and I could have spit right in her eye if I wanted to, but logic tells me that's not the way to get more gigs, so I didn't. But I had met before the show and talked to after Bubba, who was wearing these really cool spectator wingtip shoes, all right? And by the way, he has a fantastic voice, and he still dances like a crazy man. He's fantastic. But when he came out getting ready for the show, he was just dressed to the nines, and I just went, man, I got to admire a guy who's got good taste in shoes. And he looks down at me, and I'm wearing my sexy flame spectators, and he goes, oh, man, you should be working for us.
That's great.
I thought that was pretty awesome. Then after the show, I went up to him, shook his hand again. I said, hey, Bubba, you should consider doing this for a living. It was a great show. It was a fun show in general. Everyone got a... I'm always amazed how many people get kind of a strange kick out of a plate spinner being in the midst, because we had, there was a Beatles tribute, I worked with the 1964, the tribute, Beatles tribute act, one of the best ones in the country, if not the best, and then there was another comic there, I believe his name was Adam Ace, I believe was his name. I'll see if I can find his website. I believe it's adamace.com. He was kind of our MC, and they were doing some skits with some people from the audience, and then, of course, you know, Gladys Knight. And everyone kept talking about, oh, man, the plate spinner. I haven't seen a plate spinner in forever. And I was like, yeah, you know, I haven't seen Gladys Knight ever. This is more impressive. No, man, it was funny. I was talking to the musical director, Gladys Knight's musical director, after the show, just to say, you know what, it was just a real honor. You know, everyone in the band was great to talk to, and it was just an honor being on the same stage as you. And he just went, yeah, man, but you spin plates. That's awesome.
Great, like, hire me. I'll come on the road
I
with
guess
y'all.
It's his perspective.
You should have said to them, well, fine, I'll go on the road with you.
Oh, believe me, I was dropping more hints than you can imagine. But it doesn't matter. I got to do it once. I had a great time. I met some fun people. And it was a great, great show. It was really genuinely a good time. I would have loved to have gotten a picture with Gladys Knight, but you know what? I that's just never been my thing. It just never works out that way that I do get to get a whole lot of pictures with celebrities. And nonetheless, I had a great time, and it was one of those times. I've worked with a lot of bigger names and things like that over the years. I rarely get to watch the shows. I'm usually like either packing up or just not allowed to be anywhere near them. And I made a point. I was like, damn it, I'm going to sit and enjoy as much of this as I am allowed to do. And I did. It was great, great, great fun. And since I hadn't been on stage in a while, it was really good to shake the rust off the hinges. You know, I had a lot of fun with it. So that was all good.
Good show all around.
And I almost, I'm not certain, but I think I got at least half of Gladys Knight's band to just bust out into hysterics when the Beatles tribute act was on stage. Because they were waiting to go on and take their places, and 1964 was out there doing, you know, all the classics that the Beatles would do. Because this whole show was designed to be like an Ed Sullivan Show type show, so that's one of the reasons they wanted a plate spinner. When you think Ed Sullivan, you think plate spinner. So naturally, they also had the Beatles. And while they were out there, I was just kind of making small talk with the with Gladys Knight's orchestra, and I just kind of casually looked out at the Beatles act and then looked back at Gladys Knight's band, and I went, oh God, I hope they know not to play Midnight Train to Georgia. Which in and of itself, you know, wouldn't it be great to find out the Beatles actually had done a version of that song once in their life? But then to have them, like, it would have been even funnier to have them go ahead and, I think if they'd have done one on their own, that would have been even better. But it was all good. I had a great time. And we're talking, that's 1964thetribute.com, and of course GladysKnight.com, and I believe the only other people I haven't plugged, I think, is Adam. Yes, AdamAce.com, crazy comedian. And he was quite a crazy comedian, and a genuinely nice guy from Florida. So check out Adam Ace if you'd like. You gotta like him. He's got a bright red suit. How can you not like somebody in a bright red suit?
I love everybody in bright red suits, and you know it.
But I have to check out his website more thoroughly anyway to see if there's anything, you know, I need to, one of these days when I have money again, I'm going to revamp my main website, andymartello.com. I'm always looking for different things that I should try and do to make my site a little cooler. But Adam Ace, he did a very good job emceeing. I mean, I was kind of hoping I would emcee that show, but I'm really glad I had the killer plate spinner spot. So that was all fun. And I rescued a kitten on the way to the show.
Did you really?
I was driving somewhere in Virginia, and I saw on the side of the road a tiny, tiny little kitten. I thought it was some other critter, but I could tell it was a kitten driving by, a little tiny gray fuzzy one. And so I pulled over to get him off the side of the road because it was, I mean, this thing was barely the size of the palm of my hand, and I thought it was just going to go walking right out into the street. It had obviously come through big, tall brush to get to the side of the street, and then didn't realize that trucks were going by. Trucks were passing it, and the wind from the trucks was knocking the kitten over. And so I decided I was just going to grab the kitten and probably take it to a rest area or someplace and put like a little, put it in a box with a sign saying, somebody, you know, take me home. But as it happens, an SUV filled with babes, no way around it, good-looking women following behind me in an SUV. This would be the ultimate porno intro. Guy
yes.
saves kitten, gets a little. But
gets a pussy, yes.
Exactly.
Another sound bite. Hi, Josh.
Oh, I'm supposed to say pussy many times. Apparently, the lovely and talented Julie, one of our listeners, she missed my voice and missed me saying the word pussy. So she loves it when I say pussy. So pussy, pussy, pussy. That being said, these two gals in the SUV, apparently they saw the kitten too, drove past, turned around, came back, and came all the way around, comes running up to my car. Did you find a kitten? Did you find? And I say, why, yes, I did. Here it is. And I basically told them, I'm going to Vegas. I may not even be able to bring this kitten on the plane. If you can find a home for it, all the better. Oh, wait, let me go back and ask my friend. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm bringing this kitten to them, because once they touch it, they have to have it, right?
Yes.
And honestly, I wish I had brought it home with me, because I haven't been able to stop thinking about this stupid kitten. It's the same color as our current cat, only this one has bright blue eyes, whereas our cat has bright green eyes. And but I, you know, right now I just don't have the money. I can't afford the pussy I got. I can't be bringing new pussy into the house. So that was all fun. Man alive. Oh, hey, you know, before we get on, speaking of like the beginning of a great porno, we should discuss, you alerted me to the death of a porn actress recently.
Yes, that was a kind of an awesomely weird thing. It was just that we happened to, did not get to be news until like right towards the end of, I guess it was the end of September.
Well, and mostly because she wasn't really a big name. I mean, she was working a lot in porn, but, you know, there's a ton of men and women working in porn whom you never hear of. I mean, they don't all become Jenna Jameson or Tara Patrick.
And this one wasn't gonna. Her name's was Haley Page, and she just did not have a good life. She was very, very young. She was, like, 10 years younger than me, which makes her, you know, 20... Well, she's not going to get any older, but she was only 26 when she died, and by then she was a veteran porn star.
Well, you know, you only need to be in porn for like a month to do 100 movies, so...
True. She was, I guess, I mean, aside from other things, she was molested when she was a kid by her uncle, and her parents knew about it and never did anything. So
funny,
lovely right there.
You never hear stories like that about girls who go into porn. Funny. Well, before we even get too into this, because anyone who listens to us knows that, well, we are going to pull out some real porn audio clips of her and, well, probably make fun of them. We should preface this with, yes, we know somebody lost a daughter. We know somebody lost a friend. We know young tragedy. We know
it is,
we get all that. There, we
it
understand
is very
all that.
Much a tragedy. I mean, this woman's whole life was a tragedy, essentially.
That being said, man, can she take a cock in the ass. Holy cow. Fantastic.
I didn't
Love
see that,
girl.
But I guess you did.
Oh, man. But yes, none of this is lost on us. We know it's all bad and tragic. And she had a tragic end. We thought it was a drug overdose, apparently. And you're telling me now they found out? Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I guess she had been, when the news first broke, she had been missing for a couple of months. And they had listed her missing in the news. And then they said she was possibly dead. And then they said she was dead. And then they determined that she had been dead since August. And then they determined further that she had been murdered and that her boyfriend, who was a porno director himself named Chico Wang.
Chico Wang. See, right there, you don't need to... We don't even need to make up any jokes.
No.
You know, when Chico Wang kills the porn star... Wasn't that a song by the Buggles? Chico Wang killed the porno star.
If it isn't, it should be. Hey, two words that are mutually exclusive, you know. Chico Wang.
Chico Wang.
Anyway, so they said that he had been quote-unquote implicated in her death, But then shortly after that, they confirmed that Mr. Wang's dead body had been discovered in a hotel room somewhere towards the end of September. Man. But the investigators were, quote-unquote, saying that it was not considered suspicious.
You just know this is going to be a four-hour-long P.T. Anderson movie someday soon. What
just
a great
let's
story.
Not see it on Lifetime, all right?
Yeah, well, you know, all things considered. Yes, very, very tragic, which, of course, now makes me feel even guiltier about the clips I have found of her that we're going to play. Maybe we just shouldn't. Now I'm depressed.
I feel bad for you, except that we need clips, so...
Well, I have five of them. Some of them actually, in the wake of all the news, become that much more sad and poignant, and so that way we can act like we're, like, paying tribute to her, if you'd like. Because honestly, I'd never even heard of her until you sent me the link, and it's I may or may not have seen her, because you know I do watch a fair amount of porn.
Who, you?
Yeah. never knew. Here's the real tragedy. The real tragedy is, after seeking her out and finding out as much as I could about her and finding lots of clips, now I am a fan, and of course now I have a finite number of things to find and jerk to. So thanks, Golf Widow, for ruining my whacktacular day.
You know, it's like I always say, I aim to please, just in this case, bad aim.
Right. Well, now, I have five clips. Now, some of them are from the same interview that was done with her. I found an interview on YouTube. One of them is one of those, like, interviews they do before they get to the serious of fucking. And one is just her doing some classic porno acting. Now, I will leave it to you. Do you want to finish with some of the somber wisdom kind of stuff where, like, at the end you go, oh, that is sad and poignant, and that way we look good like we're doing tribute? Or do you want to end with, oh, my God, you know, she said this? You
know? I think we're going to have to finish it up with a punchline, because I think she would have wanted it that way, don't you? That we shouldn't remember how sad her life was, but that we should celebrate the good things she did.
Right, or the good people she did, or something like that. Well,
and
then let's start off with,
you know,
how about
just
this?
You know, let's remember her as a happy person, somebody whose eyes just finished rolling back in her head.
That's right. Let's remember her as well. I know how I'm going to remember her. It's
with her butt in the air, I imagine.
Well, yeah, I think I'll be remembering her in reverse cowgirl. Well, then let's start off
giddy
with a
up.
Lighthearted. Giddy up, girl. Let's start off with a lighthearted one. Why don't you get Haley's favorites? Written up, ready to go there. Haley's favorites. This is from an interview I found on YouTube.
What are some of your favorite sexual positions?
I really like missionary because then I can get my toes sucked. That's one of my favorites.
I understood that she said I like missionary, but I couldn't understand what when she said why. She said because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you couldn't quite hear it. I thought I got it so you could hear it really well. She likes missionary position the best because that way she can get her toes sucked. which I think at 23 when she recorded this, I think that really shows a lot of depth. So she likes missionary the best because that way she can get her toes sucked. I think that's special. Don't you?
Well, you know, it shows a lot of consideration and multitasking on the part of her partner.
Well, you know, at 23, toe-sucking never enters the picture. And if it does, you always go, ew, creepy. No, no, no. She enjoyed it. So, you know, so we know that
good honor.
She had a good heart and a good mind for this sort of thing. Let's try. You'll probably hear this one a little better then. I apologize if the listeners couldn't hear this one, that one as well. Let's try one called Haley's goals.
What are some of your hobbies and interests?
Right now I'm studying psychology, and my goal is to be a sex therapist. So that's what I want to do eventually, and that's what I'm saving my money for. And also I just started dancing, like at a strip club at Crazy Girls, and I really like that a lot.
See, that was almost too serious. That's not really real porn audio.
Well, like I said, this is interviews with the porn star, but I do find it amusing. Oh, I'm wanting to be a psychologist. I'm taking classes, and I also started dancing at a porn. I think that's kind of porn. The interviews, okay, let me give you the one that's an interview before they actually get to the fucking. And this one actually ends up being kind of sad by way of comparison, thanks to all this, thanks to Debbie Downer on the other end of the mic here. Tragic porn star death. Go with Haley Value. The last word is kind of muffled in this, but you hear the last word is actually value. And this is actually, they're chatting with her just before they do the fucking. So go ahead, Haley Value.
Tell us what your name is.
Haley Page.
And how old are you?
23.
And you're kind of pretty, aren't you?
I don't know.
You don't. God, you see what was said there? Somehow these beautiful girls do not believe that they have any value.
I'm pretty sure that is probably one of the saddest things I've heard all day.
Well,
because it's true.
Where on earth do porn stars get that idea? Where do these ladies get that idea? I wonder. Once again, big fan of the porn world, but really, come on now. You know, where do they get the idea that they have no value? I don't know, maybe from the 25 guys spunking on their forehead. That may be it. I don't know. Or maybe it's like last week's clip with Eva Angelina, you know, actually putting value on some of this stuff. You know, what? 400? 200? 250? You know, who knows what Haley was getting for her scenes. You know, feel free to cut all these out if you want. I told you they're going to be more sad than anything, because some of the funny ones, you couldn't quite get all of the action. But I think, you know, you sent me an email that said we should do a tribute. And so this is a tribute. That way the people who
this
think...
This is a tribute. We're celebrating Haley Page's life.
But wait a minute.
You walked in here never having heard of her, and you're going to walk out thinking, you know, let's try to keep some other girl from ending like this.
Oh, I don't think anyone's going to
accept
that.
Except that maybe with if you're going to, you know, I have nothing against porn as long as it ends with an orgasm. This didn't so much. So.
Well, not necessarily. However, we all know human nature is they're going to judge anyone in porn. The only people who admire folks in porn are the ones who are just starting out in porn and want to be Jenna Jameson or Peter North or Ron Jeremy. All the people who have regular jobs like us, you know, they're going to, you know, it's kind of like in that Adam Sandler movie.
I got more respect for a porn star than I do for this girl that I went to high school with who went on television to try to find a husband.
Oh, well, that's true. I could see that being a problem. Well,
and The Bachelor is on ABC.
This is true. What now? You mean you didn't see the funny in I'm studying to be a psychologist and
I
later
did,
sex
but
therapist?
I did. What I did not see was the porn, basically.
Well,
it was funny. It was cute. It was enjoyable. It wasn't real porn audio.
We're putting the porn in quotes for some of this because of the situation. Because
yeah,
it's an interview
true.
With a porn star. And I don't know, because it was on YouTube, for all I know, as soon as they were done with the interview, she may have gone ahead and had a double penetration scene. I really don't know. I don't know what happened afterwards. I just know some dude interviewed her and kept asking stupid questions like, well, here, why don't you play Haley's goals? Oh, wait, no, we played that. Play Haley's, this one is also kind of sad, but it kind of fits in with some of the... Play Haley's wisdom. This is just... I can't decide if I think it's sad or funny.
Do you have a motto or favorite saying that you'd like to share with the viewing audience?
Yes. Even a horse that's waiting to be blue needs a little sugar, too.
Wow, that's cool. I don't think I've heard that one before.
So what?
Burma shave.
Come on. Doesn't that bring you back? Doesn't that bring you back from sad town into like, okay, this is now sad as in ironic or bad or.
Well, you know what? The thing is, if she was still alive at this point, I would be going, okay, too dumb.
Man, you're just out to make me look like a bad person. You're just trying to make me look bad because all right, I'll find even more stuff for next week, and then you'll be sorry.
Yes, because I'm not sorry enough already.
Well then, okay, then you're gonna have no. Are you saying I've been pulling up Josh porn quotes? Is that what you're saying? Because you know he doesn't always pull out the funny. He pulls out some stuff where you go.
Yeah. Well,
is it wrong that I want you to think? Is it wrong? Huh? Come on, somebody lost her life for God's sake. We are never gonna get to see her do a gangbang scene again. Okay. That is a tragedy.
That is a tragedy.
Actually, one of the reasons I didn't know who she was is because I didn't think she was that hot. But that's okay. You've created a fan in me. You made me find this stuff, and now that I did, I miss Haley. Also known as Haley Hunter, and a couple other names. But Haley Page is the one I think works. I think that's a good name.
It's a good name.
An au naturel lady. So you want to bring it into the funny. All right, go ahead. Haley's prom woes. Classic.
What's bothering you?
I don't know what to do. Billy's not taking me to the prom.
And what does that have to do with you not studying?
Well, he says he's taking Cindy because she takes it up the butt and I don't. Will you help me?
With what?
My butt? Mr. Anderson, I really need your help.
No.
Fine. Now I'll never go to the prom. And even if I do, when a guy goes to take me up the butt, it's gonna suck.
I'm sure you'll get asked to go to the prom, and I'm sure you have no trouble getting fucked in the butt after the prom. Now, let's watch the language.
You know, this gives, well, I'm off like a prom gown, such a whole new meaning.
Oh, God. It was so classic, you know, teacher, student. And I love the, now when somebody decides to take me up the butt, it's going to suck. No, you've got that the wrong way. You suck, then take it up the butt,
yes,
girl.
Really. You
stupid
don't
want to
do it in the other direction.
Unless if they're paying extra for that.
Really? $400?
for ass to mouth? Really? Right about now, if Josh is doing his job, he's pulling out a clip from Clerks 2 with Dante saying, "You never go ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth."
Josh, you better be doing your job. In fact, I want violin music and somber, sad music playing underneath. In fact, if you could find if Josh, because he's been in radio, he probably can find some Muzak versions of like 70s music or porno music. That's what I want playing under the sad point. Ones, and then I want thunderous applause playing underneath or playing after the prom woes. Since we managed to pull it out of the fire, we pulled joy out of the jaws of sadness.
And that is what we are here to do, because we are podcrapular.
We are. We're about as podcrapular as you get. Oh man, so there you go. You put me on a quest, and I found Haley Page stuff for you. Are you happy now?
You know what? You make my life complete.
Aw, you complete me. Aw, that's so sweet.
Shut up! You had me at Martello.
Oh God. So yeah. Haley Page. What can I say? I'm sorry she's gone. And I feel bad for her family, but apparently, given what I've just learned from you and from these newspaper articles, the family isn't all that broken up over it. So we will be. We'll pass the torch and hope that next week we'll have some living porn stars. And if I find funnier stuff, I'll make up for it, because you know we don't want to end this on a bad note. Can you help me with what? With my butt? No. And I don't know who was the better actor in that scene. I should send you the entire clip, because it is fantastic.
You want to put a link to it on the golfwidow.podomatic.com blog?
I could put links to that and the interview, the full-on interview that I found. That way they can get even more stuff. And you can hear the stuff I picked because they were funny, ironic, and bad. I mean, come on. Even a horse that knows it's glue needs some sugar, too. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. It's just one of those kind of Zuzu's Petals kind of moments for me.
Yes. Well, Zuzu's Petals, there's two things that don't go together,
they are, in fact,
a rock band.
Things together to make rock band names, that's what I think. Anyway, we're just about out of time here, so we should probably ski-daddle. We didn't get to talk about cool food stuff. We'll talk more food stuff next week, because it looks like there will be a next week's show. because we did this week's show and people actually tuned in, so they missed us. Golf Widow, isn't that special?
I think it's special.
And all the things we've promised, we will eventually, try to come through on. Like, we will try and get a new phone line for you to call in, and we will try and figure out a way so we can have producer Josh actually online with us while we're doing things so he could chime in. But what can I say? Until then, I think we did pretty damn well.
I think we
all
did.
All things considered. So email us, podcrapular@gmail.com. Visit our MySpace page, myspace.com/podcrapular. Go to Golf Widow's blog, golfwidow.net. Go to my blog, andymartello.blogspot.com. Go to my website, andymartello.com. And go to our
producer, the listener.
The listener, that's right. What is he, the listener 42?
Listener42.livejournal.com.
Baby, go see him. Say hi to him. And then tell him what a good job he did with the opening.
Tell him he's a good daddy and his baby is adorable. Because you know what? If you've got a baby, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and tell them the baby is beautiful and probably smarter than it actually is. Because every parent thinks their baby is a genius. So tell them how smart your baby is. Because it'll make Josh happier, won't it? It will, right?
I would think so. I mean, if I had a baby, it would be the smartest baby in the world.
Tell him he needs to hydrate that baby's foot, though. Anybody who's seen the baby foot picture on his blog, it's the most wrinkly foot ever. And I know some people would think that's a wrinkly foot because it was in a bath for too long. I think it's that he's been drying out the baby. The baby needs to be hydrated. So please, email Josh.
Dude, your sprinkler's broken. Water the baby.
You gotta hydrate the baby.
Hydrate the baby. Good name for a rock band.
There we go. That'll be the album. Okay, so we should probably go. Quick, say ballcock one more time.
Ballcock.
And I'll say pussy. And for everyone else out there, butt slut. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
They even like it when you go ass to mouth.
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you serious?
I don't fuck around when it comes to ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
It's never my idea. These young girls today get all horned up and they tell you to go ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth, Randall.
You sound like my mom. Bex, do you ever go ass to mouth?
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Not even once.
Not even ever.
You're both so repressed. All right, look, I know you've given a blowjob, right?
I haven't even put my purse down yet.
That's a yes. And I know you've gone down on chicks.
What's your point?
Well, when you're done chowing down on the no-no parts of your lover, you kiss him, right? That's just like going ass to mouth.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you just compared a vagina to an asshole.
And?
Have you restocked all the napkin holders yet?
That's an Elias job.
That comparison of pink and brown eyes just made it a Randall job.
I could probably sue this whole corporation right now for sexual harassment. You're just making me restock the napkin holders because of my firmly held beliefs on the subject of ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth!
Would you grow up?
All right, I'm gonna tell you this because we're friends. But sometimes, in the heat of the moment, it's forgivable to go ass to mouth.